Your heart knows you better than anybody. Your heart knows the nature of every motive and decision you make. Your heart knows the intentions of your spirit. And when your heart has confirmed and affirmed that you're authentically being true, it will release the energies through the Holy Spirit that will enable you and empower you to do the unimaginable, the impossible, and unthinkable. Because life knows how you believe. Life knows how you believe. We who sit at the table and discuss different faith subjects and theories are not really being tested in our belief system. Life will test your system of belief every day, because belief is not just the information you know, it's the responses that you produce at different junctions of life. Life will always expose your system of belief. Belief is not just the information you studied and remember, it's the muscle movement that you respond with when situations occur. How you respond to the different components of living determines your system of belief, because life will never ask you what you read the night before. Life will never ask you what the preacher preached on Sabbath or Sunday. Life will never ask you the message or the notes that you've written down. Life is just moving. And every day, silently and quietly, quietly and innately, you are living your system. You are living your survival or thriving systems of thought. And isn't it amazing that when we come to Christ or come to a certain realization of Christ through salvation and through becoming a new creature, a new creation, the scriptures tell us to believe that Jesus died and rose again. We also are compelled to believe in the virgin birth. We are moved to believe that a woman had a baby, a virgin had a baby without ever having sex with a man. Our belief systems are challenged. In order to move through life effectively, maybe not flawlessly, but at least effectively, we are challenged in our belief systems. And you notice how you don't struggle to believe that a virgin had a baby. You accept it without struggle. Like, yeah, I believe it. Who doesn't? Yeah. And when you're asked to believe that Jesus died and rose again, you notice how you don't struggle in accepting that as real. You say, yeah, I believe it. But you notice in life that we are defeated by situations that fail in comparison with the impossibilities that we are required to believe just to be babes in Christ. Because you would never find nothing in life that you face that's more impossible than a virgin having a baby. And there is nothing else you will face in life that's more impossible than a man being raised from the dead. But we believe in those two impossibilities without struggle. But yet when we have financial issues, we question our worth. When we have relationship issues, we question our validity. When we lose our jobs, we question our importance. When no one accepts us, we question our validation and worth. We fail at things that's lesser than the things we have to believe to be saved. Maybe that's why our salvation isn't as effective as it can be. Because I believe we've accepted spiritual theory without embracing the conundrum that produces a new powerful system of responding. Not just what information we deem to be true, But has all of this spiritual information, this divine information, has it created a muscle memory within us? Are we responding to life from this power? Because sometimes our lack of confidence is not if someone else believes us. Sometimes our lack of confidence is confirmation from our own heart that says it's not trusting us all the way. Our own lives are looking at us, and our own lives are questioning us, saying, where are you going to bring me today? Because I've heard you say you wanted to go here and there, and we have yet to arrive. What are you preoccupied with that's keeping you from moving along to where you've promised me you take me? What are you preoccupied with that you're using as an excuse to be late? What are you preoccupied with that's causing you to change the narrative and not be questioned about it? Do you believe where you're going? Because if you don't believe where you're going, believe me, I'm not going to provide the fuel for you to make me even more later. I'm not going to provide any inspiration for you to crash our lives. So I'm going to hold us right here. No, I don't know. I don't care how interested you are in it. I'm not going to let you go. You see, fear is how your soul is perceiving your thoughts and your belief system. So what do you really believe? If you want to know, look at how you respond.